Welcome to Pond Lehocky, the largest workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania. With over 250 years of combined courtroom experience, we've helped over 100,000 injured and disabled workers obtain benefits, as well as some of the biggest settlements in the state. Even better, Pond Lehocky doesn't charge a dime until you win. If you've been injured at work, give Pond Lehocky a call.
In the Wildwoods, you'll find plenty of shore.
Fishing at sunrise?
Sure.
Shopping after lunch?
Sure.
Ice cream for breakfast?
Sure.
How about free beaches?
Sure.
Great restaurants.
And nightlife?
Oh, for sure. With the best of the Jersey Shore all on 1 5-mile island, you're sure to find everything you're looking for. So leave the old you behind and get lost in the woods. Start planning your stay now. Visit wildwoodsnj.com.
Welcome in, everyone, to this very special edition of The Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. Today, J-Doc is back on the road going one-on-one with Sam Pond, who, as you know, is an incredible supporter of the union community and fights hard day in and day out for the members that make up all of the unions here in Philadelphia and throughout the state of Pennsylvania. The Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. J-Doc, one-on-one today with Sam Pond. J-Doc, I'll toss it over to you, sir.
Thanks, Krause. Yeah, we have a great show today. This is our annual hour with Sam Pond, a workers' compensation special, but also, listen, this is our labor special, and it's always a great hour, but it's also we talk about a lot of really important things. So I'm ecstatic to bring into the program Sam Pond. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Sam. And wanted to kind of start off with the legends of labor. Okay, you were inducted last June. Into
it's
that
been that long, huh?
Yeah, it has been.
Wow.
And here's the thing. The initiative is it's about spotlighting our labor leadership and our friends of labor, and at the same time educating the public on what labor's about and the next generation of labor leadership. But I wanted to kind of talk to this. When you look at the list of labor leaders, okay, and you're intimately, knowledgeable about all the individuals. You talk about Sam Staton Sr., Wendell Young, Joe Ashdale, okay, Pat Gillespie, Pat Iding. You're talking about, in many ways, a Mount Rushmore, and then you talk about the Friends of Labor, and the only two, I mean, right now, and, now we would say, is you and Buddy Osborne. Okay, and I'd like to talk about that because...
By the way, to be in the same company as all of those giants of labor and giant leaders in our community, even nationally, but also someone like Buddy Osborne, who is such a authentic, real, quality guy in the work that he does for kids up in the Kensington section, really rough stuff, brings them in and teaches them about life and really just his experiences growing up in that neighborhood, bringing that back, not leaving it, not deserting it, embedding himself there as a mentor, almost a guidance counselor, providing resources, and also because of his belief in Jesus and God and how he actually, he's a guy that, really doesn't have a one bone of hypocrisy. He lives, the teachings that are so pure. And you guys have come up with a great lineup. And Joe, I am totally humbled to even be considered with these gentlemen.
Well, it's interesting, and we're building the website. We're going to have a room at the AFL-CIO to educate individuals. And we're setting up, I think, not only education but legacy, okay. But it's interesting because you and Buddy have a lot in common in the fact that Buddy uses boxing, okay, sport, okay. He uses religion, spirituality to save individuals who are on the, and you know, we talk about the front lines of Kensington. Okay, international. Okay, it's international. It's so devastating. He's down there fighting a good fight and doing a great job.
Well, I think that boxing is somewhat of a metaphor for life. But a buddy really brings in the things that people don't understand about your traditions of boxing in Philadelphia is that when you go into a Philadelphia gym, discipline. Think about being motivated. Motivation is much different in life than discipline. To be disciplined in your habits that are going to make you a good citizen, a better person, a better father, a better friend, a better son, a better uncle, a better person in the community. And also, when you come into a Philadelphia boxing gym, you have to have a dose of humility. You have to be humble. You have to be respectful. Discipline, humility, and respect for others. And then you go in and you then joust. And then you measure yourself against you to understand that you're going to come out and, again, have the respect, humility, and discipline in life. And it makes you a better person. Buddy teaches this to all these children through labor. And he's also there as a guidance, again, a guidance counselor to labor members of the locals when they get in trouble and they stumble. You know, whether they have a problem with alcohol or drugs or a family dispute or whatever the case may be. And yeah, Buddy and I go back. You know, we can talk about Mikey Furr being a sparring partner
we're going to talk about that.
And by the way, in that narrative, Buddy, and you know, I have C. Ian Harrington over there who's been bugging me to come over and get in the gym with him. But Buddy has a piece in this story, which we'll get to once we start talking about Mikey.
Well, it's interesting. What you talk about, it's funny you mentioned boxing and the fabric of Philadelphia. And when they talk about Philadelphia fighters, one of the issues a lot of times is, you know, you fight your way through the gym. You're almost nothing left for a lot of guys, to fight internationally. But I live in the East Falls section of Philadelphia. I drive up the East River Drive on a regular basis. I find one of the most fascinating things ever is the Rocky statue. I tell you, okay, that I know you've obviously been past it a million times. How often have you ever driven by there and there hasn't been a line?
So true.
And that kind of it represents the fabric of Philadelphia. The building trades, okay, which you represent so many of them, what I find amazing. So the Lift a Vet charity, they do the boxing, okay, and there is that fabric of and the analogy of fighting, being a fighter, okay, and it goes hand in hand. With, in a lot of ways, you know, you're a guy from the neighborhood fighting your way through in one way or the other. I
tell our litigators, Joe, that there's a difference between, there's a lot of folks that practice litigation as lawyers, and they're naturally competitive. Men and women are naturally competitive. They could have played college sports. The next level of being a competitor is being a fighter. And that's a different level. When you want to fight, you can talk about some of the teams that have won championships. They may be competing, but are they going to fight, get under the boards, hit, bang, get banged around, sacrifice everything, get the joy out of being a team member, all these different things that are really, I think we've learned this all on the streets of Philadelphia. And, you know, in our neighborhoods, and it's a piece of the fabric. It still exists. You know, young Dylan Pond, not young much anymore, my son, you know, when he knew that two grandfathers fought in Philadelphia gyms, and then he knew his father had a little experience in that, he came from the prep school in Haverford and came in all the time and did exactly what he should have done when he came into Johann's gym. Exactly what he should have. Kept his mouth shut, paid respect, earned his respect to Danny Davis, earned his respect, put his time in training, then got in and sparred, did his business. And when I had dinner with him after his first day of sparring, I sat across the table from him and I said, "Well, son, I happened to be in the gym when you had the 9 rounds." And I said, he interrupted me. He said, I didn't do it for you. I did it for me to find out about me, whether or not I was good enough to go into a Philadelphia boxing gym and live up to their traditions.
And now, okay, and we're going to get into to Dylan and the legacy here at the firm. But I find it fascinating, okay, sports and the law, okay? It's such a great parallel in regards to, so you're representing injured workers, but you mentioned it 2 minutes ago, teamwork, okay? Because when you're boxing, you're in there alone, but it's a team.
Well, it's a team because it's different, a little bit different than something like tennis, because you have a trainer in your corner after every 3 minutes. Joe, we just had a firm retreat, and I talked to the litigators in the office, and I said, look, and I constantly pound them on this. When I was in a ring, I had no friends. I didn't have a friend on the other side. I mean, don't get me wrong. I had no hate, and I just was there to win. It's even so much of a higher level when we don't have friends that are defense attorneys or insurance companies or anybody. They're not my friend. And you know what, Joe? I'll run Dylan Pond over if he gets in the way of me doing the best for my client. I don't have any friends when we represent someone. We have a duty and a responsibility and a sworn oath to represent them to the best of our abilities. No one else. We don't need to be popular with the other attorneys. We don't need to be popular with the judges. We have one obligation and one duty. You don't need to get confused by this. You have blinders on. You're a thoroughbred. You're going straight for the win and the process that's best for the client when they're in this time of need.
Okay. So I thought about this over the last day when we were putting this together, you know, because, you know, you're fighting Goliath. You're fighting the insurance companies. But you really look at what the insurance companies do. Okay. First of all, no one, and I mean no one, when you talk about labor and, you know, our parallel, this is part of labor to me. That's why, you know, it's the labor show and I'm ecstatic. And I just want to ID the show. You're listening to the labor show with Jay Doc and Krause. Our guest, it's an hour with Sam Pond. Let's do this, Sam. Let's take a quick break and we'll continue that thought. We'll have more from the labor show with Jay Doc and Krause in just a minute.
Welcome to Pond Lee Hockey, the largest workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania. With over 250 years of combined courtroom experience, we've helped over 100,000 injured and disabled workers obtain benefits, as well as some of the biggest settlements in the state. Even better, Pond Lee Hockey doesn't charge a dime until you win. If you've been injured at work, give Pond Lee Hockey a call.
Sprinkler Fitters Local 692 represents a storied history and heritage of steam fitters, plumbers, and gas fitters dating back to the late 1800s and continues today to thrive into the 21st century. Local 692 is a highly trained group of skilled individuals. Local 692 represents the Philadelphia building trades and provides excellence completing the job on time, under budget. Local 692, a proud member of the Philadelphia Union community. Wayne Miller, business manager.
Ironworkers Local 401 members are highly skilled. Ironworkers Local 401 members are highly trained. Ironworkers Local 401 members execute jobs that require structural steel, concrete structures, towers, and the highest part of a building you can see that is currently under construction. Ironworkers Local 401, a proud member of the Philadelphia Building Trades. Say thanks to a member of Ironworkers Local 401, Kevin Boyle, business manager.
CWA District 213, serving Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Virginia, and West Virginia, proudly presents The Labor Show with Jadock and Krause and The Labor and Energy Show, Labor's weekly live radio programs. CWA members are standing up for our communities and fighting to protect the rights of all workers to speak up on the job without fear of retaliation and to make it easier to join unions and bargain fair contracts. We are CWA strong and union strong. Mike Davis, District Vice President.
All year, you look forward to that one vacation. But why does it have to be just one? We say, have it all. In the Wildwoods, you'll find rides, plenty of water slides, places to shop and a little doo-wop, free beaches for miles and grumpy teenager smiles, date nights, flying kites, and so many options that nobody fights. Oh, and did I mention our world-famous 38-block boardwalk? In the Wildwoods, you'll find the best of the shore and a whole lot more. Start planning your stay now at wildwoodsnj.com.
Back here on the Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. J-Doc one-on-one today with a great man, Sam Pond. J-Doc, over to you.
Thanks, Krause. We're back here in our discussion with Sam Pond. And Sam, before the break, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, so our working people are out there doing the job every day. You have said it better than anybody, talking about losing the PR battle, okay? And how labor, you know, one of the reasons why Krause and I got into this, you know, the media space was because labor doesn't promote itself. Everything good we do, you know, it's out of our hearts, okay? But in the meantime, we're always the bad guy and we're always getting beat up by the corporate giants. Having said that, in the work comp world, and that is our injured workers, okay? And if you worked in this business for a long time, you know, one of the trades in the building we're in, I worked in this building. And so, you know, you're likely going to either get hurt or have somebody else get hurt on the job. One of the things about these insurance companies, I get a great, great kick out of them. And I thought about you when I was talking about it. They legislate to require you to have insurance. You have to have it. Okay. However, if you use it, okay, you're blasphemed. You're a faker. You're screwing the company over. You're doing all those things. By the way, that's a lonely feeling for a lot of people when they've been loyal to the contract. Even the companies often don't understand, you know, what they've signed up to. That, you know, we've talked about the grand bargain and all those things. But, in, you know, the spinoff, how good they are. You're required to get insurance. You got to get a specific amount of insurance. But if you actually use it, you got a major problem. Talk about that David and Goliath thing, because eventually somebody may end up here. Okay. If they, at 95% of the time, you know, somebody's going to do, you know, be innocent, get injured and go all through those things, want to do the right thing and find out that their life is completely turned upside down. Talk about that. You know, being the great equalizer and providing a representation to somebody who otherwise would be at the mercy of somebody who's playing. They look at us like we're the bad guys, okay? But they set up the system, and then when we go to use it, there's an issue.
Yeah, it's let's just back up and talk about the grand bargain, because in 1915, each citizen that's an employee in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and this is pretty much in all 50 states, but let's just talk about Pennsylvania. They gave up a right to sue, a constitutional right to sue. It's almost like giving up your freedom of speech under the First Amendment or some other constitutional right, the ability to vote, the ability to protest, whatever the case may be. You gave up a right to sue for damages against your employer in exchange for workers' compensation. It wasn't a grand bargain. It was a bad bargain. And we always know when we talk about this David and Goliath metaphor that the money, the Goliaths of the world, industry in 1915, coal miners, coal mine owners, etc., they really wanted this grand bargain because they got sick of getting sued and not understanding what was going to be the outcome when a widow brought an action because her husband was killed in a mine or a steel factory, whatever the case, steel mill. So, Joe, at this point, I don't think the Pondley Hockey, a mid-sized law firm located in Philadelphia, feels that it's a David and Goliath fight anymore. I really think that we feel that we're the Goliath.
Right.
And they're the David. The only difference is that as a Goliath, we win.
Well, I wasn't talking about the little guy.
No. I get it. And it is, well, it is a David and Goliath for the consumer against an insurance company. It's like any other application for an insurance company. Insurance companies are in the business. They provide a utility. They're in the business of taking premiums in, investing it, and delaying their payout as long as they possibly can. We see fraud every day, Joe. There's an Article 11 since the early 90s that is the fraud sections of the Pennsylvania Workers' Compensation Act. This is the PR. This is the PR. And I talked about it at the Musmano dinner. I always talk about it to labor. We got to do better on public relations, because we do represent the working men and women of our communities, of our state, and of our nation. We represent you, the worker. And when you really talk about what is insurance fraud is committed by insurance companies. It's not committed by consumers. Yeah, there may be a couple rogue citizens that try to scam an insurance company. But, Joe, I have never had an Article 11 fraud action brought against one client. I don't think there's been one against this firm that represented an injured worker. But we have filed hundreds against insurance companies. They commit fraud every day.
Exactly. And that's why I say the narrative in the PR game, and really, you know, you talk about the requirements. I'll call it evil. Like where an insurance company's, they're legislating on, you're required to have a minimum standard amount. Okay, but if you use it, you're blasting like there's no tomorrow. Having said that, okay, when we have this discussion, I want to talk a little bit about that. We talked about the Legends of Labor, but let's talk about that Mike Farah, okay, that Mike Farah event that you spoke at. A part of the testimonials for Mike, one of our great labor leaders from Cement, the Cement Mason Union. First of all, I want to ask you, what does it mean to you? Because we're talking, you know, to be, you know, the go-to in a lot, where these people are trusting their injured workers who are, I mean, and by the way, how big were those dudes at that?
Yeah,
testimony?
They were. I wasn't messing with anybody there.
No, it was for sure. Man, even Mark Wildsmith himself. He's a great drummer. By the way,
good guy and a great guy. Yeah,
but
great leader.
What does it mean to you to have that trust?
It's a great honor, Joe. Come on, I mean, you know, coming from a union family and seeing my dad never made a claim on a workers' comp. My mother had an injury, and just being in local 1414 at the Enquirer for that year in local 57 as a union laborer on a pipeline. It's just an honor. But, you know, Joe, and thank God for Marine Mary McMonagle, my wife, who grew up three blocks away from me in Northeast Philly. And she understands the joy that it gives me and the honor that it gives me. And it gives me energy to do this. It really does.
Well, I don't say I'm surprised.
And I get angry.
I get angry
by my clients getting, you know, screwed over. And that wasn't a term that we learned at Temple Beasley's Law School, screwed over. But I think everyone knows
what
that
means.
Yeah,
no, we get it. No, but when I look at that, and obviously everybody at that, they were all happy to see and really appreciate Mike Farah, you know, especially talking boxing with Mike and about, you know, your boxing fight. And he said it on the air, so I don't think I'm breaching any trust when he said, you know, he said, man, I underestimated him. He was 285 at the time.
Yep.
And
I was dripping wet 175, but I could run real fast.
but he talked about that, that competitive nature.
Well, Mike went out of his way. We were both very busy. I had to fight for the charity for the Golden Gloves that year. And Mike went out of his way to give Rosati's gym and give me some sparring time. I don't know, you know, I would have preferred him to be a little bit of a little lighter, but it was good for him to do that for me.
Well, when I say that, I the firm has been around for a long time and a lot of success. You guys, you know, represent, injured workers and Social Security disability and all those areas across the region. But yet you still want to, I get your email. I still want to be out at that little union hall, wherever it's at, after work, where, you know, like, I'm sure that the marketing team is not going, that's where the return on investment is, right? But that's a
tomorrow,
part of your passion.
Tomorrow we're going for lunch up in Northeast Philly with some Teamsters, and then we have another event the following week on a Sunday at a union hall. But, you know, getting back to Mikey, because I wanted to blend this in, Buddy Osborne, believe it or not, was the referee of the Golden Gloves fight that I had. Buddy was the referee. I have to show you some pictures sometime of Buddy trying to separate us. That's another part of the mosaic.
I get it. I'm sure it was a charity event and all that. But my question is, you're 175. He's 275. Yeah, you're great friends. I know that. Yeah. And he was so appreciative that you would put a testimonial on his behalf when he was inducted into the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame. However, you know, don't they have weight qualifications there? 100 pounds is a little bit nuts, isn't it?
Yeah. But we all enjoy it. We all have respect for one another. We all enjoy the competition. We enjoy the fight. And, you know, Mikey was one of the toughest The toughest of negotiators for, as a business manager for the cement masons, legendary, legendary stuff. Where he, you talk about this, Joe, think about all the labor leaders that I would be hiring them as litigators.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and to be lawyers. They should have all got their law degree. We would be packed.
Well, I've said it, but I said it to you plenty of times.
Mikey would have been great. Mikey in the ring of a courtroom to defend because he's so passionate and what he believes in the rights of his members. You know, when he talks about his members having a problem or not, you know, or a negotiation in regard to a contract that's not fair, they're not offering enough, they have to think about striking. Mikey is such a fighter. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's smart enough, deliberate enough, but he is fighting for his members, and that's what leaders do.
Yeah.
And that's the flock. You have to protect the flock.
And I've said to you many times, we look at you in labor the same as if you're representing a union, except you're representing our injured workers from, you know, across the board. By the way, as we all know, very vital to be important to understand the collective bargaining agreements from every union that you represent. Let's take a quick break. We're going to have more from the Labor Show with J. Dot and Krause in our hour with Sam Pond in just a minute.
Welcome to Pond Lehocky, the largest workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania. With over 250 years of combined courtroom experience, we've helped over 100,000 injured and disabled workers obtain benefits, as well as some of the biggest settlements in the state. Even better, Pond Lehocky doesn't charge a dime until you win. If you've been injured at work, give Pond Lehocky a call.
First chartered in 1903, Steamfitters Local 420 has been constructing and installing mechanical systems throughout the Delaware Valley for over a century. United by excellence, this local is proud to have worked on projects such as the Sun Oil Refineries, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and the stadiums for all our Philly teams. From helmets to hard hats, Local 420 represents the history of Philadelphia. Steamfitters Local 420, Jim Snell, Business Manager.
Here's an important message from the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 542. If you want a better life for you and your family, consider joining their union. Consider this. Local 542 members and their families can earn an associate's degree with no out-of-pocket cost. That's you, your spouse, your children, and your grandchildren can take advantage of this Union Plus free college benefits program. Go to IUOE542.com. Join the union now. Local 542, in memory of longtime business manager Robert Heenan.
The Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters is proud to present skilled union workers, including the workers that build and maintain our energy infrastructure. The safest, best trained, and most productive carpenters in the country are on the job. Whether it's energy from nuclear, wind, coal, natural gas, or offshore wind, the EAS carpenters are ready to provide the construction need of an energy industry our families depend on. If you're interested in a job in construction, visit EASCarpenters.org or follow us on social at EAS Carpenters.
Heading to the Jersey Shore? Well, you could go to one town for the boardwalk, one for the beach, another for shopping, another for dinner, and another for rides, and if you still have it in you, yet another town for a night out. Or you could find it all on 1 5-mile island. In the Wildwoods, you'll find the best of the shore and a whole lot more. Start planning your stay now at wildwoodsnj.com.
Good conversation with J. Doc and Sam Pond today on the Labor Show with J. Doc and Krause. Pay attention to some upcoming details about our next Legends of Labor Hall of Fame induction. A Hall of Fame member himself in the Legends of Labor, Sam Pond. J. Doc, over to you.
Thanks, Krause. Continuing our discussion with Sam Pond, our hour with Sam Pond. Sam, you know, the firm is a team. Okay, and you know, obviously leadership's important. You have Jerry Lee Hockey, Tom Giordano, and a lot of great partners. But your commitment to labor, Jerry, you know, talk about the firm's buying in and your partners. Jerry's from a union family.
Yeah, his older brother, his father was in the pipe trades. His older brother is in the plumbers out in Western Pennsylvania. Jerry worked in the steel mills out there. His youngest brother is in the steam fitters. So yeah, they're and now their nephews and et cetera are all in the pipe trades out in the West. Tommy Giordano's grandfather started the Riggers Union, that now I think is part of the Rods. And my dad was in the Gasworks Union 686 for 35 years. His pension was denied when he died when I was my first year of law school, as my mom did, and then she probably died from a work injury that we never pursued.
Which inspired part of your career?
Yeah, and then we just, you know, we fought that case. We won it through the union lawyer, Spear Wilderman, and it set precedent in regard to that. In fact, today was the Gasworks retirees event. Believe it or not, Jen Hines, who you know my office, was up there. Someone was talking about my father, still remembered him. They must have been in their 80s. So, you know, we come from that ilk. That's part of our blood. That's what we do. And we saw the consequences of living in our house. My father was on strike. My wife's family are all union members and pile drivers. So we saw the consequence of what a collective bargaining agreement does to secure a middle class life, a decent wage, a pension, the annuity, medical coverage. We never really had to worry about those things. So we lived, you know, a really solid middle class life. And, you know, there was a Teamster down the street or a carpenter or whatever the case may be, or an SEIU employee. So we saw the consequence that allowed us to have a good community and a good life to live the American dream. And then maybe the next generation, they didn't want to go into the trades. I wanted to be an operating engineer. Then I worked as a union laborer. My father was always decent academically and said, just go give Drexel a try, which I did. And that was it. I mean,
by the way, every union member wants their children.
But by the way, Joe, you know, when I worked at the Enquirer 1414, that job for 9 years paid for. It allowed me, because my mom and dad died my first year of law school, but it allowed me to, and some grant money, it allowed me to get through Drexel University for the co-op program and then go to law school. It was really the Enquirer. It was really that union job. I gave up my card after I passed the bar, but it was really that job that allowed me to have such a decent wage. I wasn't a regular man, but it gave me such a decent wage that I really was able to be... don't get me wrong, I was, you know, living a bit paycheck to paycheck, but it was really the union job that gave me the kind of wage that I needed.
When you represent your clients, do you ever think of your father and think of if you would have had the opportunity to represent him during his, the time that, you know, was so difficult and such a difficult memory?
Yeah, and I learned a lot about the union movement. Such as the social program, because my dad was a big FDR guy and, grew up during the Depression and even Social Security, and also about the union movement and, my father's commitment to it. And, that was really ingrained in me. My mother was more of a capital, you know, go out and, you know, be a bit of an entrepreneur. My father was really, you know, very protective of understanding the power to collectively get together and bargain with an employer. Now, my father was a great worker. In fact, my father, I think, was the first and only gas worker union that refused to go into management. He stayed as a union member, but the gas works put him through Drexel and he got an engineering degree.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's interesting. My father, they used to press him to go be a part of the International, and he wanted to be, you know, right where he was at with the rank and file members. Even at union meetings, yep. Like they would stand there with him, for hours. And it's that fabric when you're either a business manager or, you know, just a union member, especially in the building trades and a lot of the kind of blue collar trades. Their loyalty and hard work ethic and all those things are synonymous with being a union member.
Well, I mean, union, when you really think about the union apprentice program, where they put you basically through a college to learn a trade and be a mechanic and a master master craftsman in your trade. That's why we're looking at these buildings outside the window going up the way they're going up. These are tradesmen, tradesmen. And that makes it, look up tradesmen that are, you know, the best of the best in their craft. So they're well trained. They know what they're doing. They're providing. I'm looking out at the window at a contractor, and that's really, really, you know, they're doing the great job that needs to have the city big built on with their labor.
So it's interesting, you know, because I look around and you have such a diverse firm, okay, and we just finished up at Women in Labor, okay, and there was what we talk about being at this where we're at right now, 18th floor, okay, is Commerce One Commerce, okay, which I worked on this building, and now when you go out, you know, on these jobs, there's trades women there. Yep. Okay, so it's tradesmen and tradeswomen more now than ever, and I know that's a big part. You know, the diversity and opportunity.
Well, look, I use the word, and maybe I'm not politically correct, and quite frankly, it's my intentions are good, so I don't really concern myself with
those type of things. Right.
So when I say tradesmen, I'm talking about men and women, and Pondley Hockey is the number one out of the top 100 law firms in regard to have diversity with our partnership based on merit. United States is an equal opportunity, and I will take a bullet to have equal opportunity for everyone.
Sure,
but we're not equal when we come. The lawyers that go up against me are not my equal.
Right.
With all due humility, and I have to have humility because I came out of a Philadelphia gym, but I want to win. So, having said that. Going back to these folks out there, I wish that every one of those tradesmen and tradeswomen were educated on what their rights were. And as I see them out there, and I'm looking out at 33rd Street where someone got injured a couple weeks ago, they don't know their rights, and they're stressed out, and they don't know whether or not they can get workers' comp. They don't know if they have a lawsuit. They don't know if they can get their pension. They don't know if they should get their pension. They don't know if they can get unemployment.
They don't know if they can afford an attorney.
They don't know if they can get Social Security. They don't know what an attorney would cost them. Exactly. So all those things, we have not done a really good job in educating the workforce in regard to what their rights are. And it's sad because the union meeting of retirees in the gasworks, I remember going up there many years, people were retired and didn't realize they could apply for Social Security disability. And when they came to us, the statute of limitations had run, and people have lost literally hundreds of thousands of dollars that were their money.
Tom and I, we've had this conversation. Well, in addition to injured workers, okay, retirees are also a passion of yours with the Social Security disability. And that, you know, really, sometimes in life, and I know we've all been there, but an instance can define, something. It could be shocking, and I'll never forget.
Well, I think it has to be a checklist, and I think a lot of the local labor leaders do this. I wish it would be done more nationally, but the fact of the matter is when a member goes to retire, they ought to have a checklist of things they have to do, and the one checklist they have to do is to consider Social Security disability, because that Social Security disability is probably going to be awarded to them, because under the 6.2% that you have coming out of every paycheck for FICA, about 1.6 of that, you bought a disability plan through the federal government in your name, in your Social Security number, held in trust, in a trust account down in Washington under the guidance and auspices of the Social Security Administration. And that money is there. It's like having a disability policy and you never cashed it in. You never applied for it. You paid for it for decades, and yet you don't get it. And then after 2 years, you become Medicare eligible. And that becomes primary, which will help your local in regard to how much they have to put into their health and welfare. So the next generation of members do not have to contribute as much to the health and welfare, because you also bought something with that 6.2% called Medicare that you're now getting because you paid for the medical plan. It's like, again, having a medical plan that you're not using, but you paid for. And how many people know that, Joe? How many? Maybe one out of 100. How many people know that when you get injured on the job, you don't have to treat with the companies and insurance companies' doctors? There's a whole list of things that the level of ignorance and the consequence of that ignorance and the fact that we're not doing more to get out an education on this is very, very troubling.
Well, there's nothing worse. We're going to go to break. Nothing worse than looking at union members. I remember looking, standing there with Tom Giordano with the Iron Workers Hall, and looking at the retirees' faces who missed the boat on Social Security disability. And these guys are beat up like there's no tomorrow.
Heartbreaking.
We're going to have more from the Labor Show with Jay Dot and Krause and our discussion with Sam Palm. We're going to wrap it up in our next segment in just a minute.
Welcome to Pond Lehocky, the largest workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania. With over 250 years of combined courtroom experience, we've helped over 100,000 injured and disabled workers obtain benefits, as well as some of the biggest settlements in the state. Even better, Pond Lehocky doesn't charge a dime until you win. If you've been injured at work, give Pond Lehocky a call.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Consider a career with the International Brotherhood of Boilermakers. As a Boilermaker apprentice, you'll earn while you learn. We offer excellent wages and benefits. And as part of our no-cost, hands-on apprenticeship program, you'll learn from the best in state-of-the-art training centers and on the job. Become a union Boilermaker and get on your way to a great career.
Visit Boilermakers.org or call 844-IBB-WELD.
District Council 33 President Ernest Garrett and the entire executive board would like to thank you, the members of APSME DC 33. Their mission is simple. They consistently fight for and secure the best wages, benefits, and working conditions for members. And they stand ready in support of public service workers' rights and benefits and hold politicians accountable for their actions. District Council 33, Ernest Garrett, President.
In the Wildwoods, you'll find plenty of shore.
Fishing at sunrise?
Sure.
Shopping after lunch?
Sure.
Ice cream for breakfast?
Sure.
How about free beaches?
Sure.
Great restaurants.
And nightlife?
Oh, for sure.
With the best of the Jersey Shore all on 1 5-mile island, you're sure to find everything you're looking for. So leave the old you behind and get lost in the woods. Start planning your stay now. Visit wildwoodsnj.com.
Back here on the Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. J-Doc one-on-one today with a great man, Sam Pond. J-Doc, over to you.
Thanks, Krause. Yeah, a great show, great conversation with Sam Pond. Everything labor, legends of labor, but also our injured workers who have worked so hard and who have gotten, unfortunately injured on the job. Also, our Social Security disability, which Sam just talked about, should be a checkoff item when you retire. Okay, so just trying to educate so many people. Sam, we're closing up now. We got about 5-6 minutes left. How's the family?
Family's great. Yeah, thanks for asking, Joe. Got a grandson, so that's all, you know.
I know.
What's
his name?
Walker. He's named after my great-grandfather, Samuel Walker, and my great-uncle, Samuel Walker, who was in World War I, had a lot of accolades and medals. But so my son thought he'd carry on. I thought Samuel was just a good name instead of,
Dylan, I had the pleasure of meeting. It's hard to believe you and I go back so far.
Yeah.
Since the days at the Atlantic City convention, the AFL-CIO yeah. convention. And so I felt like I knew, Dylan, for years. And of course, through you, I have. But I had the pleasure of meeting him. He is a deep thinker. So it does not. And you and I have talked about that. So I'm not surprised that he went a couple generations back.
Yeah,
he
surprised everybody. Didn't tell anybody. And then had a couple of the young cousins put together a puzzle, and it said Walker Pond. So
well, it's interesting. This is something you don't know. But it was between Joe. See, you might not notice, but Dylan listens to broadcasts at a labor show.
Oh, yeah, sure. Of course. And he's a regular listener. I know that.
You got Joe Doc and Joe Krause.
Yes, the two Joes. Yep.
And then it came down to a coin toss. And
yep. And he came up straight up and he picked Walker.
Exactly. Damn it. Heads. How does that impact you? First of all, you know, your legacy here at the firm and Dylan being a part of the firm, we've talked about it, but, you know, you work hard, you have a legacy, you're not going anywhere. But my point is, what does that mean to you? And then talk about the family aspect. When you have grandchildren, it keeps the family looking forward. You're not, you know, constantly looking back and talking about the old times. You got a beautiful grandchild.
Yeah, it's good. It's a joy to have Dylan here. But, you know, if Dylan and I both step back and say a father-son in this level of responsibility and duty in regard to making sure that we provide the best care for our clients as professionals.
Oh, absolutely.
Dylan's, you know, he did brag a little bit. He got one of the top scores so in passing the bar, so it allows him to be a member of 38 other bars, and he's on licensing in 12 states. But when you step back and look at that relationship, you have to understand, and I said to Dylan, if, you know, I'm the leader and this ship is first, and you'll be thrown overboard if you're not doing the job that's best for this firm. So, you know, you've got a higher duty.
Yeah.
You've got a higher duty. I have a higher duty.
Right.
Dylan is, he's got a lot to learn. He's a maverick. He's very much, engaged. He understands the responsibility of client first. We make decisions based on what's best for the client.
So, Sam, it reminds me, okay, of me when I got in the Ironworkers, okay? You got my dad, who was a legend, okay? I was Joe Doc's son for several years, okay?
Good man, great man. There's that father and I spent a lot of time speaking about many issues. Great guy.
And likewise, you know, he felt very highly of you. But point is that there's no difference in your expectation. When your name's Pond, okay, your standards are higher whether you like it or not. Okay, and same with me. Like, in other words, I also was in a rock band. I took off to go to a gig. I came back to the Bell Atlantic Tower right behind a year and a half long job. We're 2 months in. My dad happened to show up that day. I showed up the next day because I had to drive the van back. And my boss, Rondell Kowser, looked at me and said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "What do you mean, what am I doing here? I told you I had a gig. Your dad showed up yesterday, and you no longer work here," right? When it came to apprentice school and all those. So that's a responsibility. But I think in a lot of ways,
I don't think you would respect your father if your father didn't do what he was signed up
absolutely.
To do to lead a union.
And so he's got a responsibility just like you do.
Of course. His responsibility was to the local and the union and the members, not to Joe Doc Jr.
Absolutely. And at the same time, educating me and understanding.
Yes, of course.
I was a young young jitterbug, as my dad would say.
Yeah.
But the point is that, by the way, those standards today, I mean, I see it every day in my life. Okay, that legacy and having those expectations for your son. Having the name Pond doesn't make it easier. It makes it harder. But it wasn't easy to get here. I think about, you know, we talk about the firm and we talk about your commitment. What do you hope for the future of the firm?
Well, I think that the firm is the legal brand of Pondley Hockey is generational. I mean, one of the things that I have here, we have a great executive team. The management team is we just got back from our retreat, and I said to everyone, I said, you know, I want to tell you something. One of the differentials of this firm is our brain trust. In regard to the partners that we have, the executive team have, the level of experience and tenure and having been through so many different challenges. We have a great brain trust. It's committed, it's a team, it's harmony.
What are the qualities and the traits?
Well, first of all, character. Now character is a lot of things. I mean, it's trust, it's loyalty, it's honesty, it's hard work, but the character of the person. We can't have anyone that doesn't have good character. They're just not welcome here. If you're not going to be part of the team and don't get energy from having other people's back, this is not your place for you. You know, everything else takes care of itself. Financially and, you know, accolades, all that other stuff will come. But the focus is on the job and the duty and the profession and how we're going to make this place better. We have a young group, our CEO and CFO and Dylan. Dylan's 28, and those guys are in their 30s. Tommy's in his early 40s. We have a lot of young partners. We have the management team that's probably most of them are all under 40, and they have 10, 15 years of experience.
And the pride for the firm and the drive to be successful and to represent the clients.
Joe, we carry your head high and with confidence and have it with a bit of an edge when you go in the courtroom because we're Pondley Hockey.
Closing words, Sam. Okay, obviously, you know, your commitment to workers and injured workers. How important is that bond, number one? And what does it do for your soul every day when you know the lives that who have been changed? Okay, you look it up, put your life back together. When you lay your head on the pillow, and you think about that, how does it make you feel?
Well, it's an honor. I mean, I get energy, as I said, from it. I say it to the team all the time. If they see me spending time with clients, they'll tell you that's when I'm happiest, when I'm in a deposition. These are the things that I have great joy of having to do it, Joe. I mean, have this honor and this experience now where I'm at and our resources to do what we do, it's a great honor. I think, again, as I said earlier in the show, I just wish we could educate more. We did have the illegal eagles in the past. I just wish people knew what their rights were. It saddens me that we don't. People are getting run over and don't. People have power and they don't realize the power. They just need the knowledge to understand how much power.
Well, that's the point of our broadcast. I think we're doing things that maybe have never been done. Definitely not at the rate that we do them. Sam, before I go, when are we going in the ring and how long is it going to take you to, you know, get in shape before that, you know? 30-second debacle. we'll answer that next time. Sam Pond, we want to obviously thank you so much you know, for the hour together and for everything you do for not only labor but for injured workers and our retirees across the Delaware Valley. Best wishes.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Joe. Always a pleasure.
Awesome. Pleasure's ours. Back to Krause.
That's going to do it for this edition of The Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. We thank everyone for being a part of today's broadcast, and we thank all of our union sponsors who helped make this platform strong. Now 10 years strong. The Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. On behalf of J-Doc, I'm Joe Krause. See you next time, everybody.
Welcome to Pondley Hockey, the largest workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania. With over 250 years of combined courtroom experience, we've helped over 100,000 injured and disabled workers obtain benefits, as well as some of the biggest settlements in the state. Even better, Pondley Hockey doesn't charge a dime until you win. If you've been injured at work, give Pondley Hockey a call.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, this is Krause of Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor, proudly presented by Jim Stevenson of Chapman Ford on the Boulevard. Buying your next car online is just a call, click, or email away. Let Jim Stevenson handle your union family's next purchase right from the convenience of your home. Email Jim right now at jstevenson@chapmanautogroup.com. Remember, if you're a member of the building trades, contact Jim Stevenson at 215-698-7000, option number 6. If your union is a member of the AFL-CIO, contact Jim Stevenson at 215-698-7000. Buy your next vehicle or lease your fleet right now online from the only man in Philadelphia that has supported every union effort with unconditional effort. Jim Stevenson of Chapman Ford on the Boulevard says, union yes. Get the Stevenson difference. He supports and drives the union community.
CWA District 213 serving Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Virginia, and West Virginia proudly presents The Labor Show with Jadock and Krause and The Labor and Energy Show, Labor's weekly live radio programs. CWA members are standing up for our communities and fighting to protect the rights of all workers to speak up on the job without fear of retaliation and to make it easier to join unions and bargain fair contracts. We are CWA strong and union strong. Mike Davis, District Vice President.
All year, you look forward to that one vacation. But why does it have to be just one? We say, have it all. In the Wildwoods, you'll find rides, plenty of water slides, places to shop and a little doo-wop, free beaches for miles and grumpy teenager smiles, date nights, flying kites, and so many options that nobody fights. Oh, and did I mention our world-famous 38-block boardwalk? In the Wildwoods, you'll find the best of the shore and a whole lot more. Start planning your stay now at wildwoodsnj.com.